Matteuksen evankeliumin luvusta 26.
Matthew's Gospel, chapter 26. We hear the following words of God, beginning with verse 26 unto verse 28. In Jesus' name. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks to God, gave it to them, and said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is poured out for all for the forgiveness of sins." The Lord's Holy Communion is for the caretaking, or is a sacrament for the caretaking of the life of faith. In caring for our life of faith, we are reminded also of the theme of these opisto services: be sober, be vigilant. It is very important in the life of a child of God to preserve temporal soberness. For example, alcohol is not a suitable drink. It is important to preserve doctrinal soberness so we would not stray into or along with the winds of this world's doctrines. We watch in our life of faith because of sin, because sin would prevent one from entering heaven. We need, as has been reminded during these services often, the forgiveness of sins and its power and its comfort. When Jesus instituted communion, he said, according to the Gospel of Matthew, he said, among other words, these words: "This is my blood, the blood of the covenant, which is shed for all for the forgiveness of sins." We have in our people's church a book of confession, at least two teachings of communion. Martin Luther, in his small catechism, says, referring to the words of institution, "By these words, in this sacrament, forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation are heard." We say, regarding these words of Luther, that he had a flaw in this teaching. Not even Luther understood all things. This thought that in the sacrament of communion we receive the forgiveness of sins is a common teaching.
asetussanoilla.
It has is based on these words, shed for you and poured out for you. But we remember that this doctrine is not according to Scripture. For when Jesus instituted this Holy Supper, he looked the next day, or he prophesied that the next day he would die. And for that reason, he said that his blood had been shed for the remission of sins. This happened on the middle cross of Golgotha when our Savior shed his blood for an atonement for our sins. It is, of course, natural that afterwards that Holy Supper is being enjoyed or has been enjoyed, that we would look backwards to these words, given and shed for you. But in the words of communion, nonetheless, we do not, that the sacrament is the forgiveness of sins. Sometimes this wrong understanding has also been founded on an incorrect understanding of John's words in his sixth chapter, where he says, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life." According to Luther, this portion is understood correctly when we understand that it is not about the Lord's Supper, but rather not only for this reason that communion had not yet been established, but also for this reason that Jesus spoke by faith of his body or his word becoming flesh, as becoming eat and drink. The sacrament and the forgiveness of sins unity is based also today on this, that in the sacrament we approach Jesus. Within communion, the body and blood of Jesus is in this bread and wine, but not all who have approached or come unto Jesus nonetheless have not received sins forgiven. Not Saul on the road to Damascus, he did not receive forgiveness, even though he saw the risen Lord and Savior. But rather, only then, when Ananias approached him with the forgiveness of sins. In the New Testament, the words of institution are found in four different Bible portions. They are in Matthew, Mark, and Luke's Gospels. And in addition, in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, it is noteworthy that only in the Gospel of Matthew, in connection with the words of institution, are declared also the forgiveness of sins. Not even in the oldest Gospels, Mark's Gospel, is the forgiveness of sins associated with communion. Neither in Paul's letter to the Corinthians when he speaks of it. If the core of communion was the forgiveness of sins, I understand then that it would be taught this way in other Bible portions, not only mentioned briefly in Matthew. And if within communion was enclosed the forgiveness of sins for all people, then it would be instituted for all people and not only for the disciples. Matthew says that Jesus took bread and gave it to his disciples, to believing people. We may also go into church history.
Hjalmar Holmqvistin kirkkohistoriateoksessa.
Hjalmar Holmqvist's church history is pictured those phases of the growth of the church and how it grew during the time of Catholicism in the first century after Christ. It was said in that work, the temptation to abandon Christianity was resisted by allowing religious materialism to enter Christianity as well. Baptism and the Lord's Supper now became true mysteries, which cleansed from all previously committed sins, generated divine life, and made the body immortal. This quotation shows that only then, after the apostolic age, was the forgiveness of sins connected with the sacraments. This was not in the beginning. Similarly, in the second century was born this teaching of the apostles called the Didache, and it instructs that the Lord's Supper is intended for baptized believers, and that the confession of sins should take place before the Lord's Supper and the accompanying prayer of thanksgiving. Dear listeners of the Word, we are in the doctrine of Christianity, or have founded these teachings in the doctrine that the Bible teaches, and the Augsburg Confession also teaches correctly when it says, the sacrament is not given to those who have not first been absolved of their sins. Central is that the sacrament is accepted by faith, and it strengthens faith. The formula of Concord says, believers receive the bread and wine as a sure testimony and assurance that their sins have certainly been forgiven them, and that Christ dwells in them and works by his power. Whereas unbelievers receive and also orally partake of them to their judgment and condemnation. The sacraments remain mysteries of faith, which do not have to be understood by human reason.
Mutta veljeni ja sisareni,
but dear brother and sister, when you come to the sacrament table, the communion table, you may come with a secure mind, with a believing heart. When you receive the bread and the wine, you may also be sure and assured of the forgiveness of sins. For this reason, that you do own this forgiveness of sins, you have the name of a child of God, and you are on that way of life which leads from this perishing time to heaven's home. The forgiveness of sins is found in the gospel of God's kingdom, in the promise of the forgiveness of sins. You can at this moment simply and securely believe your own sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. Be free. Come believing to receive the precious sacrament of our Lord Jesus Christ. Before the face of God, we confess our sins with confession number word 76. O most gracious crucified Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a poor sinner, and look upon me with the eyes of your compassion, just as you looked upon Peter when he had denied you, and as you looked upon the sinful woman in the house of the Pharisee, and upon the thief on the cross. Grant me your holy grace, that like Peter, I may weep for my sins, that like the sinful woman, I may love you with all my heart, and that together with the thief, I may behold your holy face in heaven forever. If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace as boundless as the heavens, and for your righteousness higher than the mountains. We thank you for the shelter of your wings, the refuge to which we may flee. Nourish us in your church with your abundant gifts, and give us drink from the river of your joy. Help us to proclaim the message of grace and joy, so that many who have lost the light and hope may find them again with you at the fountain of life. Hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.